With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As our season recaps begin to take center stage here throughout this 2021 spring sports season, we were able to look back at the 2021 spring sports season with head coach Alex Zuzic of the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team. Coach Zuzic first walks fans through how team sections went in a tough first round loss to St. Paul Highland.
Yeah, the way it went is we were the 9 seed and we played the 8 seed, who was St. Paul Highland Park. And we had actually played them like just a couple of weeks before. And we lost 2-5 that time, and we ended up losing 2-5 in sections as well, which, you know, is a pretty close match. I mean, 2-5 doesn't sound great, you know, if it's a hockey score or something. But, you know, really, if one more match swings our way, it's 3-4. And then, you know, it's like it's neck and neck at that point. So I was proud of the boys in our effort. We came out with good energy, good focus, you know, but some days you just don't necessarily play your best as far as like actually playing the way you hope to, hitting the ball where you want to, and all of that. And that was kind of one of those days, you know, especially the second time we played them. The first time we played them was, although it was the same score, it was actually a little bit closer. We had a couple of third set matches, which, you know, means it's really close and really competitive. And the second time, though, we did not. You know, it was a 5, and everyone that won in straight sets, and everyone that lost in straight sets as well. And with that, you know, I think it's just like they're a little bit better than us, and that's all right. You know, we came out and we gave them a good fight, and we had good attitude, good energy, and really that's what I look for. They're not an improvement, you know, and even for seniors, like, improvement during the season, that's awesome to see. So I was proud of the boys and how we worked and how we competed. Like, you know, and anyone that watches sports knows, some days you just, no matter how hard you try, it's not going to be your best performance.
After team sections finished up, the Raiders had to turn around and get ready for the individual side of the tournament. I asked Coach Zuzic how those places are determined on the team.
Yeah, it's a little similar in the sense of those kind of quote-unquote wrestle-offs. You know, we have kind of challenge matches of a sort, and the way it works this year is I felt like I had 4 guys that were for sure our top 4. Charlie Starr, who played 1 all year, Brady Zach played 2, and some 3 singles. Eric Barber, again, 3 singles and some 2. And then Michael Johnson, who bounced around more but missed part of the season with quarantine. But really, I felt like those 4 were our top 4 guys, and then it was filling in those last 2 spots from there. And it was a cool day a couple weeks ago now, but we had a Monday at practice where I just had this kind of next group of 4, which is Ryan Fagnant and William Matzik and Henry Ashman and Caleb Teagarden all played each other. And they all played a set against each other. And so they all played 3 sets. And the 2 with the best records advanced to individuals. And because that kind of spots 5 through 8 were way more murky to me as far as, like, you know, who are the next 2. And I was pleased with how that went too, just deciding wise. You know, as a coach, you'd like to see, like, seniors, you know, get that opportunity to extend their career. And both of our seniors, Ryan Fagnant and William Matzik, both won their kind of challenge matches and were able to play into individuals and extend their careers by about another week. And, you know, I think they really enjoyed that, you know, being with the team, with the guys more, and then, you know, getting to go out one last time and compete for Hastings.
The Raider individuals also gave the rest of the section a run for their money the very next week.
Yeah, so Ryan and William, they both played singles, and both of them lost their first round match. They're both really good, solid players and really good team guys, and they played singles even though most of the year they played doubles. But like I said, you know, they kind of played their way into it. And so then they both lost their first round against some tough opponents. And then in doubles, Brady and Michael were a pair, and then Eric and Charlie were a pair. And Eric and Charlie were seeded high enough that they got a bye in the first round, but then went on to their second round and lost against a tough team from Henry Sibley. And that team was one that actually Charlie had beaten one of the guys earlier in the year in singles. But, you know, some guys just feel a lot more comfortable with doubles. And, you know, and I think that was kind of the case for that kid from Henry Sibley. He just seemed to have a really good day. And obviously his partner did too. And they were able to take down Eric and Charlie then. Where if Eric and Charlie had won that one, they would have made it one day further. And then Brady and Michael had a first round match against Park, and they won, so it was awesome. And then they played Woodbury in the second round, and they really gave Woodbury a run for their money. It was a 3-set match, really close. And the Woodbury team was pretty high seed. They were 3 in the subsection, and so Michael and Brady deserve a lot of credit. They came out really well, took the first set off those guys, and then those other guys, their class, as players, and their ability kind of showed through over the next couple of sets, and Woodbury prevailed. I mean, that was a week ago, so that was last Friday that all went down.
Coach Zuzic and the rest of the staff say goodbye to a wonderful 2021 senior class.
So, yeah, we had five guys this year that played varsity, and they, you know, it's something as far as, like, how I think about it. You know, my first year as a head coach here, and so I'll always remember these guys just even simply because of that, you know, if for no other reason that they're, like, my first seniors. And not that they went all the way through the program with me, but, you know, they took me on, too. You know, like, I take on players and stuff, and Marissa and I, we take on players, but, you know, they took me on, right? They still chose to come out knowing I'd been coached. They hadn't played in a couple of years. And, you know, so I'm grateful for that, grateful for their dedication, their attitude, their hard work. We will be losing Charlie Shar, who played one, Eric Barber, who played three. Those are both singles, I guess. And then after that, we had William Matzik, who played some one doubles, some two doubles, and then Will Clifford and Ryan Fagnant, they both played three doubles most of the year. And so, you know, just kind of spread out spots throughout our lineup. You know, it's not like our 1, 2, 3, and 4 or anything like that, but definitely going to miss them next year. And the good side of that, too, is this year we had a lot of 9th, and we actually brought up the 8th graders. And so it'll be really nice in the years to come that these 8th graders and 9th graders have already had a year where they've, you know, learned all the drills that we usually do, you know, the different terms, you know, gotten some corrections on form. You know, it just helps their potential a lot to have another year of experience up at the high school with Marissa and I.
The Prescott Cardinals baseball team is moving on after a hot, sticky win against St. Croix Central in come-from-behind fashion on Thursday night.
The 3-2, here it is. He chops it, left side, tough play. He throws it down the line. O'Brien throws it down the line. The throw to the plate, and in time. And the Cardinals, they win. The Cardinals celebrate. They win here on a throw that gets away, and the Prescott Cardinals move on to the semifinals. Prescott wins. Final score tonight, 2-1 in a come-from-behind bid.
Come-from-behind victory, absolutely, with the way the Cardinals played. They were down in the fifth inning, 1-0, after a Kyle Trainer double and was driven in on a pitch that was hit off pitcher Austin Fox into right field by Jaden Goodwin. It goes down as an RBI single to make it 1-0, but then Fox heated up again, struck out two more in the sixth, and got a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh, as the Cardinals needed to come to life offensively in the bottom of the seventh. Ben Roll started it off with a leadoff single. Then an error is Brady Block reaches on a fly ball into left field that was lost in the sunshine, and Justin Severson came to the plate, and as you just heard in the play-by-play clip, he chopped it up the third baseline. The ball was thrown away. That brought home Brady Block with a game-winning run in walk-off fashion. Prescott wins 2-1, and now they'll play at Baldwin Woodville in the second round Tuesday at 5 p.m. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.